All right.
Okay. Well, last year on our mission trip to Colorado, we had a literal mountaintop experience.
In Denver, we experienced many new things. We went to a church service, and the atmosphere was pretty different from our church, but one thing was really familiar. On the front of the bulletin was the scripture 2 Corinthians 5:17.
This verse, which says, "Therefore, anyone who is in Christ is a new creation. The old has passed away, behold, the new has come." It's so familiar to us because it's appeared on every youth mission trip we've been on since 2014. In Chicago, our group helped at a youth program called Helping Hands. During our service there, we learned a song that went with this verse. This is where our journey with 2 Corinthians 5:17 began.
At the time, it was really meaningful because of what was going on in the church. We were going through change, and it was great to hear that God would be with us in the transition. On our Omaha mission trip in 2015, the verse appeared at the church service we went to as the verse of the week.
The verse has somehow followed us from mission trip to mission trip, and although we don't know exactly what it means, God obviously has a plan.
In our reading and the skit we did today, Peter, John, and James were at first scared and unsure of the message that Jesus was delivering. But then after they saw Jesus' radiance and heard God claim Jesus as his son, they didn't want to leave the mountain. But they knew it was all part of God's plan, and they followed Jesus back down. We've followed God to Chicago, Omaha, and Denver.
Every time he's reminded us that change is good through 2 Corinthians. The definition of transfigure is to transform, change into something more beautiful or elevated.
During the transfiguration, Jesus became both beautiful and elevated as he shone on the mountain. The transfiguration allowed Jesus' human veil to be lifted for just a little bit of time. It was a unique display of his divine character and a glimpse of the glory of Jesus Christ.
It showed his disciples his true form, the Son of God. It helped give them reassurance they needed after hearing the shocking news of his coming death. Jesus reassures us every day, but are we listening? Are we doing?
Today, we want to leave you with a story from our Denver mission trip.
Last year, we went whitewater rafting, actually this summer, while we were in Colorado. We rafted with a Christian company called Journey Quest, the rafting guide that the 11th graders...
The people that just did went it, besides Keegan.
The rafting guide we went with was named Clay.
We told him about our experience with the 2 Corinthians verse, and he gave us some advice. He told us that during this mission trip, we're going to serve and worship every day. We'll think about all the cool things we can do when we get back home to serve the Lord, but were we actually going to do any of that?
Clay reminded us that we need to apply all of the lessons that God teaches us during this trip, not just use it for the few days we were in Colorado to serve.
Lent starts this Wednesday, and we encourage you to ask, what is the grace you desire to deepen within yourself during these next 40 days? And really listen for God's message.
If and when you hear it, head down the mountain. Follow God's message.
Let us pray.
Dear Lord,
we want to know you, Jesus. We want to cherish and hold, adore and revere, esteem and glorify you.
Keep you in our hearts,
glimpse you in our lives, trace you on our paths. Comforting the homeless, grieving with the mourners, forgiving our sins. Healing our wounds, raising our dying. We were afraid, awed, and overwhelmed at your glory. We are cleansed, renewed, and refreshed by your forgiveness. We thank you, we praise you, we love you. You, the transfigured one. You, the resurrected one. You, the one. This is my Son, the beloved. Listen to him.
Amen.